Good day. Jesse McDougal here with Ocean A Homes. Today we are going to cover the entire book of Job. But what we're going to do, I've read Job now for the fourth time, and I'm going to read out my highlighted notes. And I present this episode, this teaching, to the Honorable Court of Canada. So Job was a man who his tongue activated the enemy upon his life and brought him more stress and persecution that wasn't needed. So I want to say thank you, Job, for your teachings. And the book of Job is quite a powerful book out of the Bible. A man who goes through long suffering. The amount of persecution that I've gone through is nothing compared to what Job went through. But I'm here to deliver this message to the multitude, and as a gift, an honorable gift to the honorable courts. Hear what the Spirit is saying. Heed the wisdoms that come out of this episode. I don't know how long this will take. We'll see if we get through the whole material. I'm looking forward to this episode. I'm motivated. I'm excited. If you'd like to book an appointment with my office, go to oceanahomes.org. I'm accepting, taking appointments Monday from 9 to 11. I'm here to sell an accounting package. I'm an accountant. If you don't understand me, it's because I'm an accountant. So my modus operandi is to sell people an accounting package. Okay? If you don't need an accounting package and you still want to book some time with my office, feel free to do so using oceanahomes.org. And I'm a powerful guide for you, but I'm not your only guide in your life. So leverage me, and there's many fruits and blessings in the Jesse tree. Here we go. The book of Job, this will come out of rapid fire, by the way. My audience, God's audience, they like rapid fire. So I'm just going to read out all my notes. I probably won't be adding personal stories here because this is being prepared for the honorable court. They just need the wisdom. I perceive they can benefit from this wisdom, such as I have, without going through the pain. And for the moment, I want to give public adoration to everyone in North Vancouver courts, Surrey Courthouse, and Richmond Courthouse. The courthouses have been run amazing. Very good job, everyone. I have such adoration and respect for order and the society we have and the systems in place to do our best to keep public safety intact. So here we go. The book of Job. The book of Job is about the suffering of the righteous. It's the central theme discussed in the book of Job. Suffering, righteous living, is repeated in every generation. This book offers interesting and practical insights to everyone who reads it. Job is an extremely rich man who is also God-fearing. Job still keeps his attitude of wholehearted devotion to God, even when Job is subjected to personal physical suffering, such as Jesse McDougal has been under for 2 years or more. And at this moment, the Honorable Courts is not aware of the horde of people that have gang-stalked me. Job maintains his integrity and does not renounce God. And I am being called to do the same. Stand in the gap with faith. Be delivered. I expect justice. With unshakable confidence in God. Greatness and the mighty power of God is revealed in chapters 38 to 41. So I'll add those sections. I did a podcast reading my notes on the mighty power of God. The chapters of Job, chapters 38 to 41, show you the mighty power of God. So everyone in the courthouses and law enforcement, everyone should read these chapters just to see what the mighty power of God reveals to you through Scripture. Our ability is limited. The purpose of God is beyond our comprehension. Here we go, chapter 1. Blameless and upright, one who feared God and abstained from and shunned evil because it was wrong. He possessed a great body of servants. You moved me against him to destroy him without cause. Satan went forth from the presence of the Lord and smote Job with loathsome and painful sores from the sole of his foot to the crown of his head. Yosef Rauch, you have moved God against Jesse McDougal to destroy Jesse McDougal without cause. He frustrates the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot perform their enterprise or anything lasting worth. And I have been completely oppressed the past 2 years because a horde of unlawful people. He catches the so-called wise in their own trickiness, and the counsel of the schemer is brought to a quick end. Yosef Rauch, your tower is falling before your face. Happy and fortunate is the man whom God reproves. So do not despise or reject the correction of the Almighty, subjecting you to trial and suffering. Thank you, my Lord, for putting me through the rod of correction. I did not know the power of the tongue before being in this situation with the honorable courts and the book of Job. Thank you for your teachings, my Lord. For he wounds, but he binds up, he smites, but his hands heal. He will rescue you in 6 troubles. In 7, nothing that is evil for you will touch you. In famine, he will redeem you from death. In war, from the power of the sword. You shall be hidden from the scourge of the tongue. Neither shall you be afraid of destruction when it comes. At destruction and famine, you shall laugh. Neither shall you be afraid of the living creatures of the earth. The beasts of the field shall be at peace with you. You shall know that your tent shall be in peace. You shall know also that your children shall be many. You shall come to your grave in your old ripe age. This is what we have searched out. It is true. Hear and heed it and know for yourself for your good. I would leap for joy amid unsparing pain, though I shrink from it, that I have not concealed or denied the words of the Holy One. Teach me, and I will hold my peace, and cause me to understand wherein I have erred. Thank you, the honorable courts, for this training. I beg for your mercy. God will never uphold wrongdoers. Yosef Rauch, your tower is about to fall. He will never cast away a blameless man. Those who hate you will be clothed with shame, and the tents of the wicked shall be no more. Yosef Rauch, you have been abusing me for 1 year or more. Your time is coming to an end. The foundations of your identity have fallen. The masks have removed, and you are getting sorted out. God is wise in heart and mighty in strength. Who has ever hardened himself against him and prospered or ever been safe? If I am wicked, woe unto me. And if I am righteous, yet must I not lift up my head. For I am filled with the disgrace and the sight of my affliction. If I lift myself up, you hunt me like a lion and again show yourself, inflicting marvelous trials upon me. You renew your witness against me, increase your indignation towards me. I am as if attacked by a troop time after time. When will the persecution end? Why then did you bring me forth out of the womb? Would that I had perished and had no eye had seen me. I should have been as though I had not existed. I should have been carried from the womb to the grave. Are not my days few? Cease then, and let me alone, that I may take a little comfort and cheer up. Before I go whence I shall not return, even to the land of darkness and the shadow of death, the land of sunless gloom as intense darkness, the land of shadow of death without any order, and where the light is as thick as darkness. So that section there is some of the words coming out of Job's mouth that disarmed God and triggered the enemy to inflict more persecution onto Job. If Job never said these words, he would have received less persecution. But a stupid man will get wisdom only when a wild donkey's colt is born a man, as when he thinks himself free because he is lifted up in pride, Yosef Rauch. If you set your heart aright and stretch out your hands to God, if you put sin out of your hand and far away from you, and let not evil dwell in your tents, then can you lift up your face to him without stain of sin and unashamed? Yes, you shall be steadfast and secure. You shall not fear, for you shall forget your misery. You shall remember it as waters that pass away. Soon this will pass. And you shall be secure and feel confident because there is hope. Yes, you shall search out about you, and you shall take your rest in safety. You shall lie down, and none shall make you afraid. Yes, many shall sue you for favor, but the eyes of the wicked shall look for relief in vain, and they shall not escape the justice of God, and their hope shall be given up but to the ghost. Yosef Rauch, you're getting sorted out. But you are forgers of lies. You defame my character most untruthfully. You are all physicians of no value and have no remedy to offer. Your own mouth condemns you, and not I. Yes, your own lips testify against you. I will show you, hear me, and that which I have seen I will relate. What wise men have not hid but have freely communicated, it was told to them by their fathers. The wicked man suffers with self-inflicted torment all his days through all the years that are numbered and laid up for him, the oppressor. He believes that he will not return out of darkness, and because of his guilt he is waiting for by the sword of God's vengeance. He wanders abroad for food, saying, "Where is it?" He knows that the day of darkness and destruction is already close upon him. Distress and anguish terrify him. He knows they shall prevail against him, like a king ready for battle, because he has stretched out his hand against God and bids defiance and behaves himself proudly against the Almighty, Yosef Rauch, running stubbornly against him with a thickly ornamented shield, straw man. He shall not depart out of darkness and escape from calamity. The wrath of God shall consume him as the flame consumes a dry tree, and by the blast of his mouth he shall be swept away. Let him not deceive himself and trust in vanity, emptiness, falseness, and futility. For these shall be his recompense for such living. It shall be accomplished and paid in full while he still lives, and his branch shall not be green but shall wither away. He shall fail to bring his grapes to maturity, leaving them to wither unnourished on the vine, and shall cast off blossoms and fail to bring forth fruit like the olive tree. For the company of the godless shall be barren, and the fire shall consume the tents of bribery, wrong, and injustice. They conceive mischief and bring forth iniquity, and their innermost soul hatches deceit. Yet shall the righteous, those upright and in the right standing with God, hold to their ways, and he who has clean hands shall grow stronger and stronger. Yes, the light of the wicked shall be put out, and the flame of his fire shall not shine. The light shall be dark in his dwelling, and his lamp beside him shall be put out. The steps of his strength shall be shortened, and his own counsel and the plans in which he trusted shall bring about his downfall. For the wicked is cast into a net by his own feet, and he walks upon a lattice-covered pit. A trap will catch him by the heel, and a snare will lay hold on him. A noose is hidden from him on the ground, and a trap for him in the way. Terrors shall make him afraid on every side, and shall chase him at his heels. By disease his strength and his skin shall be devoured. The firstborn of death, the worst of diseases, shall consume his limbs. He shall be rooted out of his dwelling place in which he trusted, and he shall be brought to the king for terrors of death. The roots of the wicked shall be dried up beneath, and above shall his branch be cut off and wither. He shall thrust from light into darkness and driven out of the world. Behold, I cry out, violence, but I am not heard. I cry out loud for help, but there is no justice. He has walled up my way so that I cannot pass, and he has set darkness upon my path. He has stripped me of my glory and taken the crown from my head. He has broken me down on every side, and I am gone. My hope has he pulled up like a tree. For I know that my Redeemer and Vindicator lives, and at last he, the last one, will stand upon the earth. And for my skin, even this body has been destroyed. Then from my flesh or without it, I shall see God. Then beware and be afraid of the sword of divine vengeance, for wrathful are the punishments of that sword, that you may know there is a judgment. The triumphing of the wicked is short, and the joy of the godless and defiled is but for a moment. He will perish forever like his own dung. Those who have seen him will say, where is he? He will fly away like a dream and will not be found. Yes, he will be chased away as a vision of the night. He shall not look upon the rivers, the flowing streams of honey and butter to enjoy his wealth. That which he labored for shall he give back, and shall not swallow it down to enjoy it. According to his wealth shall the restitution be, and he shall not rejoice in it. For he has oppressed and forsaken the poor. He has violently taken away a house which he did not build, because his decree and greed knew no quietness within him. He will not save anything of that in which he delights. There was nothing left that he did not devour. Therefore his prosperity will not endure. When he is about to fill his belly, as in the wilderness when God sent the quails, God will cast the fierceness of his wrath upon him and will rain it upon him while he is eating. He will flee from the iron weapon, but the bow of bronze shall strike through him. The arrow is drawn forth, and it comes out after passing through his body. Yes, the glittering point comes out of his gale. Terrors march in upon him. Every misfortune is laid for his treasure. A fire not blown by man shall devour him. It shall consume what is left in his tent, and it shall go ill with him who he remains there. The heavens shall reveal his iniquity, and the earth shall rise up against him. The produce and increase of his house will go into exile, with the victors dragged away in the day of God's wrath. This is the wicked man's portion from God, and the heritage appointed to him by God. Joseph Rauch. The mystery of God's dealings with the ungodly is far from my comprehension. Surely those who rose up against us are cut off, and that which remained to them the fire has consumed. Acquaint now yourself with him, agree with God, and show yourself to be conformed in his will, and be at peace. By that you shall prosper, and great good shall come upon you. As I confidently stand in the gap of faith somewhere between heaven and hell, to be delivered from the Lord, as I pray for judgment. If you return to the Almighty and submit and humble yourself before him, you will be built up. If you put away unrighteousness far from your tents, I am nothing. I am a blade of grass. To the honorable courts, I, Jesse Powerhouse McDougal, am nothing. I am a blade of grass. You shall also decide and decree a thing, and it shall be established for you, and the light of God's favor shall shine upon your ways. When they make you low, you will say, there is a lifting up, and the humble person he lifts up, he saves. He will even deliver the one for whom you intercede, who is not innocent. Yes, he will be delivered through the cleanliness of your hands. When he has tried me, I shall come forth as refined, pure gold, pure and luminous, as I've gone through the rod of correction. Thank you, the honorable courts, for your training. I look forward to serving Canada for the remaining of my days. For he performs that which he has planned for me, and many such matters he is mindful. Therefore, I am troubled and terrified at his presence. When I consider, I am in dread and afraid of him. For God has many heart, faint, timid, and broken, and the Almighty has terrified me. Wrongdoers are of those who rebel against the light, Joseph Rauch. They know not its ways, nor stay in its path. The womb shall forget him. The worm shall feed sweetly on him. He shall be no more remembered, and unrighteousness shall be broken like a tree which cannot be healed. They are exalted for a little while, and they are gone and brought low. They are taken out of the way, as all others are, and cut off as the tops of the ears of grain. As long as my life is still whole within me, and the breath of God is yet in my nostrils, my lips shall not speak untruth, nor shall my tongue utter deceit. God forbid that I should justify you, saying, you are right in your accusations against me till I die. I will not put away my integrity from me. I, Jesse McDougal, possess the integrity of God. The integrity of God does not bend. My uprightness and my right standing with God, I hold fast and will not let them go. My heart does not reproach for me for any of my days, and it shall not reproach me as long as I live. Let my enemy be as the wicked, and let him who rises up against me be as the unrighteous. But to man he said, behold, the reverential and worshipful fear of the Lord, that is wisdom, and to depart from evil is understanding. One thing I will say to the honorable courts, Joseph Rauch now does have the fear of the Lord. However, him leaving evil is unlikely at this time. Because I deliver the poor who cried, the fatherless, and him who had none to help him, I put on righteousness, and it clothed me, or clothed itself with me. My justice was like a robe and a turban, or a diadem, or a crown. I broke the jaws of the big teeth of the unrighteousness, and plucked the prey out of their teeth. My glory and honor are fresh in me, being constantly renewed, and my bow gains ever new strength in my hand. They cast up against me their ways of destruction like an advancing army. Let me be weighed in a just balance, and let him weigh me, that God may know my integrity. The breath of the Almighty gives men understanding. My words shall express the uprightness of my heart, and my lips shall speak what they know with utter sincerity, the breath of the Almighty that gives me life. God is superior to man, for God does reveal his will. He speaks only, not only once, but more than once, even though men do not regard it, including you, Job. Hold your peace, and I will teach you wisdom. Thank you, my Lord. For according to the deeds of a man, God will exactly proportion his pay, and he will cause every man to find recompense according to his ways. Truly, God will not do wickedly, neither the Almighty pervert justice. There is no darkness nor thick gloom where the evildoers may hide themselves. God sets before man no appointed time that he should appear before him in judgment. He breaks in pieces mighty men without inquiry before a jury, and in ways pass findings out and set others in their stead. Therefore, he takes knowledge of their works, and he overturns them in the night so that they are crushed and destroyed. God strikes them down as wicked men in the open sight of beholders, because they turned aside from him and would not consider or show regard for any of his ways. Yosef Rauch, now you're getting sorted out. The whirlwind of the Lord is upon you. The godless man may not reign, that there be no one to ensnare the people. Job's affliction be continued, and he be tried to the end because of his answering like wicked men. Job uselessly opens his mouth and multiplies words without knowledge, drawing the worthless conclusion that the righteous have no more advantage than the wicked, which is completely false. He does not prolong the life of the wicked, but gives the needy and the afflicted their right. He withdraws not his eyes from the righteous. He sets them forever with kings upon the throne, and they are exalted. And if they are bound in fetters of adversity and held by cords of affliction, then he shows to them the true character of their deeds and their transgressions, and they have acted arrogantly with presumption and self-sufficiency. He also opens their ears, instruction and discipline, and commands that they return from iniquity. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasantness and joy. But if they do not obey him, they shall perish by the sword of God's destructive judgments, and they shall die in ignorance of true knowledge. But the godless and the profane in the heart heap up anger and the divine discipline. They do not cry to him when he binds them with cords of affliction. They die in youth, and their life perishes among the unclean. He delivers the afflicted in their affliction and opens up their ears in adversity. Indeed, God will have allured you out of the mouth of distress into a broad place where there is no situation of perplexity or privatization, and that which would be set on your table would be full of fatness. But if you, Job, are filled with the judgment of the wicked, judgment and justice will keep hold on you. For let not wrath entice you into scorning chastisement, and let not the greatness of the ransom, the suffering, if rightly endured, turn you aside. Remember that by submission you magnify God's work, of which men have sung. God gives food in abundance. He covers his hands with the lightning and commands it to strike the mark. This section is on the mighty power of God. This is my notes on chapter 38 to 41, and I will read them for the honorable court, and I will add a link to this episode I did on these notes, but I will just cover the book of Job from front to end. So here's what are my notes on the mighty power and greatness of God. Whirlwind, foundations, fastened, cornerstone, morning stars, sons of God shouting for joy, my appointed boundary, set bars and doors. Shall you come and no farther, your proud waves be stayed. Light, get hold of corners of the earth, shake the wickedness of night out of it, change the clay, a seal is pressed, things stand out. From the wicked, the light is withheld, and their uplifted arm is broken. Have the gates of death been revealed to you, or have you seen the doors of deep darkness? Do you know the ordinances of heavens? Can you establish their rule upon earth? Lift up your voice to the clouds so that an abundance of waters may cover you. The wild ox be willing to serve you or remain beside your manger? Can you bind the wild ox with a harness to plow in the furrow? Will you trust him because his strength is great, or to him will you leave your labor? Will you depend on him to bring home your seed and gather the grain of your threshing floor? Wild beast may trample them. Her labor is in vain because she has no sense of danger, for God has deprived her of wisdom, neither has he imparted to her understanding. And he's talking about women and the spirit of Jezebel, which plagues the earth in specifically. Have you given the horse his might? Neither does he turn back from the sword. He smells the battle from afar. Behold, I am of small account and vile. Lord answered Job out of the whirlwind, saying, Deck yourself now with excellency and dignity. Undertake the government of the world. Array yourself with honor and majesty. To the honorable courts, I humble myself and ask for your mercy. I am nothing. I am a blade of grass. Everyone who is proud, abase him. Look unto everyone who is proud and bring him low, Yosef Rauch. Tread down the wicked where they stand, Yosef Rauch. Hide them all in the dust together and shut them up. If you can do all this, Job, providing yourself a divine might, then will I, God, praise you also and acknowledge that your own right hand can save you. Behold, if a river is violent and overflows, he does not tremble. He is confident through the Jordan River, swells and rushes against his mouth. Can any take him when he is on the watch or pierce through his nose with the snare? Can you draw out the Leviathan with the fish hook? Mr. Jesse McDougal can. Or press down his tongue with the cord. Thank you for humbling me, the honorable court. Will you play with the crocodile as with a bird, or will you put him on a leash for your maidens? Will traders bargain over him? Will they divide him up among the merchants? Lay your hand upon him. Remember your battle with him. I will not keep silence concerning his limbs, nor his mighty strength, nor his godly frame. They stick together so that they cannot be separated. His heart is as firm as stone, indeed as solid as another millstone. He counts iron as straw and bronze as rotten wood. Creature made without fear, and he behaves fearlessly. He looks almighty in the face. He is a monarch over all the sons of pride. And that concludes the great and mighty power of Job, and I've got just a couple more comments here on chapter 42, and this podcast is over, and it's actually shorter than some of the other podcasts. My wrath is kindled against you and against your two friends, for you have not spoken of me the things that is right, and my servant Job has. My servant Jesse McDougal has. The Lord turned the captivity of Job and restored his fortunes. When he prayed for his friends, also the Lord gave Job twice as much as he had before me. And I've presented to the courts my episode on the power of giving. The Lord blesses the latter days of Job more than his beginning. Job lived 140 years and saw his sons and his sons' sons even to four generations. So Job died an old man, full of his days. And I want to close off with a prayer here. My Lord, my God, my Dad, the Trinity, Jesus, all in one. Thank you so much for providing this platform. Thank you so much for training me to love my enemies. Thank you so much for everyone in the courthouses, for all the work that they do in and out, from the clerks to the judges. And my Lord, I ask for the judges. I ask for you to release and remove their burdens, that they carry the weight of your responsibility on your shoulders day in, day out for decades. Please have mercy on the judges, my Lord, and everyone in this process. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.